got some technical problems.
Ready to go. I'm ready to go.
Hit it.
It's 8:06 a.m. Do you know where you are? You are entering the zone. Parental guidance is highly recommended.
5, 4, 3, 2, 1.
The views of this program are sinful, bombastic, and shared by few, and do not represent the advertisers, employees, or anyone within 10 feet of the studio. Dishing current issues facing our community. Wake up, Santa Fe. This is the Julia Goldberg Morning Show.
Sometimes I get a little offended.
It makes me feel all warm inside.
I think Julia's kind of sexy.
Are you ready? The Julia Goldberg Morning Show. Only on the new KVSF 101.5. The voice of Santa Fe.
Good morning, Santa Fe. 8:07 a.m. on Wednesday, February 5th. And hope you enjoyed your snow day yesterday. Might not really have been necessary to close down shop. But better safe than sorry. And guess what? We're supposed to get some more snow today. And boy, do we need it. I was reading this morning the report from the National Resource Conservation Service, because I think that's a totally normal thing to do at 6:15 in the morning, publishing its most probable snowmelt runoff forecast for the coming spring as of February 1st. Of course, that was before we got some snow yesterday. But the snowmelt runoff forecast was less than average to significantly less than average from mountains in New Mexico. Now, the forecast assumes average rain and snow will occur over the next few months. Most probable forecast runoff ranges from a high of about 70% of average near the border with Colorado to around 30% on the Rio Grande entering Elephant Butte Reservoir, the Jemez River, and Mimbres River. So, as the Interstate Stream Commission Director Esteban Lopez said in a release on these figures, quote, drought is persisting in New Mexico. Unfortunately, less than average snowmelt means there will be less water in our rivers. And State Engineer Scott Verheens chiming in with, New Mexicans may face another dry summer. It's important that we have water administration agreements in place to mitigate conflict. Referring, of course, to the agreement that was reached last summer on the Rio Chama, where they avoided a priority call, because, you know, a priority call does increase conflict. Priority call, of course, actually looking at who's got the priority water rights when things get desperate. So with that in mind, we should be happy that we are under yet another winter weather advisory. My phone waking me up in the middle of the night to tell me there was a severe weather alert. Thank you, phone. I did not need to sleep through that. Always good to know. And they're saying a chance of snow starting right around 11 a.m. with sort of small chances around 11 or noon, maybe 20%, heading into higher possibility of weather as we reach mid-afternoon and evening, 40 to 60% chance. Definitely looking, they think, at some snow overnight. So who knows what we'll wake up to. Now, if we do wake up to snowy roads, take it slowly. Yesterday, there were no major traffic events, but Santa Fe Police Department was reporting midday yesterday that had about 14 snow-related fender benders. So just always remember that you're in Santa Fe. There's no need to hurry. No matter where you're going, it doesn't matter. Oh, that's not true. I mean, if you're like going to the hospital, that's something else. But if you really need to speed to the hospital, I would say call 911. Also, I would say don't listen to my advice. Now, I was reading New Mexican had a front page story that they picked up from the Washington Post today that kind of blew my mind. It was saying that a new report from the Congressional Budget Office predicts that more than 2 million Americans now able to get health care through the Affordable Care Act will quit their jobs or cut back their hours because they don't need their jobs anymore for health insurance. And I was really stunned by that because I thought, well, first of all, don't people have other bills they have to pay with their jobs? I mean, it seems really strange to just, oh, I can have health insurance. I guess I don't need a job. Well, first of all, the health insurance isn't free. And second of all, again, with the other bills, but more importantly, on a just larger level, isn't that depressing what that says about the state of sort of work that, you know, people, that many people only working for health insurance? It makes me feel less alone, though. No, I'm just kidding. I'm not working for health insurance. Am I? No. Also, in major cultural moments, stupid Facebook turned 10 and in honor of it made these like just horrifying videos where they kind of took your top statuses and photos and they put it all together in a video where they played this music like, like as if, you know, you were looking at, you know, your wedding video or like a video of the birth of your children, but instead it was like your life on Facebook. It literally made me want to throw myself into traffic. And also because I watched it, I was like, great, this is like my life on Facebook work, because all my top statuses had to do with work. All my photos had to do with work. It was really depressing, I have to say. Thanks, Facebook. Every day you give me another reason to feel depressed, and yet I stay with you. What does that say? Nothing good. It says nothing good. All right, let's turn to the news, shall we? Yesterday, politicians making their intentions clear for the coming state and federal election season. That is right. It is not just a city election year. Although, side note, if you haven't been reading Daniel Chacon's profiles of the mayoral candidates in the New Mexican, I would really suggest checking them out. I think he's doing a great job really capturing a flavor of the candidates, flavor of the election, a lot of details, a good chance to just, especially if you haven't been paying attention. They're very comprehensive, and I'm enjoying them. Anyway, back to state and federal elections. Candidates had to file their paperwork yesterday with the Secretary of State's office. Not too many surprises, although I was quite surprised to see that someone plans to run against U.S. Congressman Ben Ray Lujan, representing the 3rd District, not just in the general election, but in the June Democratic primary. The New Mexican was reporting that Robert Blank, an ADA in Albuquerque, has filed to face off with Lujan. So I don't know. That doesn't seem like the greatest use of one's time. But hey, the more the merrier. And then whomever wins that race will face off in a general election with Republican Jefferson Beard. And then U.S. Senator Tom Udall, of course, filing for re-election. And he does not look like he is going to have a primary opponent, but he will have general election opponents, depending on who wins the Republican primary, both Alan Way and David Clements of Los Cruces are going to try to win that top spot. And as expected, all 5 Democrats that we've been reading about who've announced they plan to try to beat Governor Martinez in November have filed. That means we're going to have a nice crowded Democratic primary in June with Attorney General Gary King, State Senator Linda Lopez, State Senator Howie Morales, and Lawrence Rael used to work for the, the regional development, the train thing, and Alan Weber of Santa Fe, who we had on our show right around when he announced. So that should be exciting. Other contested races will include the Attorney General's race, the Secretary of State's race, the Auditor's race, the Lieutenant Governor's race, the Land Commission race, Appeals Court. It's going to be busy. I wonder if I'm going to have all these folks on my show. That seems exhausting to contemplate. Maybe I'll only have the ones I think I like. No, that's not appropriate, is it? I would like to have Hector Balderas on. I always enjoy talking to him. Okay. Speaking of elections, speaking of politics, education is the hot topic at this year's legislature. There's a lot going on with the education appropriation bill, a lot of conflict going on about the land grant funds and whether or not they're going to be used to fund pre-K, not looking very positive. It's a lot to keep track of, and I'm only trying a little bit, but my first guest at 8:30 a.m., that's kind of his job. Charles Goodmaker of the NEA New Mexico is going to come on by, talk about NEA New Mexico's legislative priorities. Man, they got a long list of things they're keeping an eye on, and he can get us all sorts of up-to-date. Then at 9 a.m., Gino's favorite guest, David Berkley, will be back in the studio. David, of course, is a musician. He's just getting back from tour, and he's going to come and tell folks all about the March 28th one-day folk music conference. I know it's not till March, but the deadline to get into the showcase is February 8th, so he's going to come by and give a shout-out on that. And then, of course, because it's Wednesday, 9:30 a.m. means Enrique Limon will be here in the studio. He is the deputy editor / arts and culture editor of the Santa Fe Reporter on the streets today and online at sfreporter.com. He'll let us know the picks of the week, because it's only Wednesday, but it's never too early to start planning your weekend and to decide how you're going to make use of those precious moments of freedom. 8:15 a.m., folks. I'm Julie Goldberg. I want to thank you for tuning in. We're going to take a quick break. When we get back, we'll get to your morning commute, some top stories from John Califf, and oh, so much more here live on KVSF 101.5, The Voice of Santa Fe, streaming live on santafe.com.
Don't have time to take care of your MVD business during the week? No problem. MVD Express is also open from 9 to 3 every Saturday. You'll get in, get done, get going only at the Big Green Sign.
Howdy, this is Bumblebee Bob. We're introducing our new Build Your Own Burrito menu. You can choose a tortilla, rice and beans, and choose your meat. Mahi-mahi, chicken, steak, tofu, shrimp, or lamb. Choose your cheese and lots of fillings. Easy-beasy, you're done. Buzz, by either of our locations downtown on Jefferson or Cirrus Road at Vegas Verde's. Bumblebee's Baja Grill. Remember, our food is always delicious.
Our unseasonably warm winter gives me the feeling Mother Nature might try and make up for it over the next few months. At least I hope so. Hey, this is Jarrett with High Desert Angler. No matter how warm or how cold it gets, we can help you stay comfortable while you're out on the water. Check out the winter layering videos on our webpage and the demos on clothing, bags, packs, and some tech tips for rigging, too. High Desert Angler, always friendly, expert advice, tons of flies, equipment, apparel, and up-to-the-minute fly fishing information year-round, 7 days a week for over 25 years. 460 Srios Road. Check out the website or call 98-TROUT.
Lannan Foundation presents a reading and conversation with author George Saunders on Wednesday, February 12th at 7 p.m. at the Lensic. George Saunders has written, "The land of the short story is a brutal land, a land very similar in its strictness to the land of the joke." His story collections, including Civil War Land in Bad Decline and Pastoralia, feature characters that speak in a strangely futuristic language, often abbreviated, part sales pitch, part self-help, and are found in environs like twisted amusement parks and ridiculous theme restaurants. Saunders' unflappable humanity for his characters, the haves and the have-nots, no matter how wretched they may be, leaves the reader hopeful. Saunders' most recent story collection is 10th of December. Tickets available at the Lensic, 988-1234. $6 general, $3 students and seniors. Visit Lannan.org to learn more about this and other events.
Hi, it's Gina Mary from the Firebird. Here's a tip to reduce your winter heating bills.
Yeah, just don't bother to pay them.
Seriously. A stove or high-efficiency fireplace in the main living space of your home provides comfortable warmth right where you spend most of your time.
That's right. Zone Heating saves you the expense of heating empty rooms.
Not only will your family stay warm, but you can also enjoy the beauty and ambiance of the fire.
Beats huddling around the old baseboard heater.
Especially when the power goes out.
And you can save hundreds right now on our model closeouts and discontinued units.
Our trained professionals can help you choose the right zone and backup heat source so you can be prepared for whatever winter brings.
Plus, our high-efficiency stoves and fireplaces meet Santa Fe's green building codes.
Come in today and see the stove and fireplace professionals at the Firebird, 1808 Espinosita Street, just off St. Michael's Drive, where it's always a heated experience.
Let's Dance is back, and it's better than ever. Let's Dance is the Santa Fe Community Orchestra's annual all-ages swing and ballroom dance. General admission is free, donations are welcome, and it's happening on Saturday, February 15th from 7 to 10 p.m. at the Santa Fe Convention Center. You'll be dancing to live music played by the Santa Fe Community Orchestra and the Santa Fe Great Big Jazz Band. There'll be great food from Cowgirl, a cash bar, a silent auction, a dance competition, and free dance instruction by Dance Station from 6 to 7. Let's Dance is sponsored by U.S. Bank and Hutton Broadcasting. General admission is free, or for guaranteed seating, you can reserve a table for 10 for just $200. All proceeds support the Santa Fe Community Orchestra's free concerts and education programs. For more information and table reservations, call 466-4879 or visit sfco.org. Let's dance. It's free. It's fun. Saturday, February 15th at 7 p.m. at the Santa Fe Convention Center. Call 466-4879 or visit sfco.org. Come on. Let's dance.
Hello, I'm Jim Glover, that branding guy.
And I'm Dave Haydock, that marketing guy. And we're moving our show, Ask Those Branding Guys, to every Monday at 11 a.m.
That's right, Dave. Ask Those Branding Guys is now going to be on every Monday at 11 a.m. And it's a great strategic move.
Very strategic, Jim. Now our listeners can tune in at 11 a.m. on Monday, then hit their power lunch at noon.
Exactly. Empowered with our branding and marketing wisdom, they'll be closing those big deals like never before.
Ask Those Branding Guys. It's every Monday at 11 on KVSF 101.5 FM, the voice of Santa Fe.
Stay up to date with NBC News at the top of the hour, every hour. And local news in the morning with John Califf, only on the new 101.5 KVSF, the voice of Santa Fe. And now back to the sultry, scandalous, highly allergenic, and animal-friendly Julia Goldberg Morning Show on KVSF 101.5, the voice of Santa Fe.
Hey there, Santa Fe. 8:21 a.m. here on the 5th of February. Man, Time is flying by, and yet not fast enough. I was reading Robert Knott reporting in the New Mexico that the Santa Fe Public School District is looking at using property taxes to raise $55 million to upgrade the district's technology. That would mean not just infrastructure, but also making sure they can buy every student a laptop or tablet or some sort of advice, some sort of device that they could use, which I thought was interesting. It is fascinating to ponder the idea of being a student today without some sort of computer. The school board is looking to vote on this idea on February 18th. According to the story, there's a survey that said most people would support such a hike. But the reason they can do it without asking voters whether to approve it is because of a constitutional amendment that lets school districts raise property taxes for things like this if they want to. So I'm having school board vice president Stephen Carrillo on the show next week, and we will definitely have to hear more about this then. I fortuitously ran into Stephen in the CVS parking lot where I make most of my arrangements for things. No, I'm kidding, but I don't think I've ever gotten out of the CVS parking lot without running into somebody. Not like running into them, although you could. Man, that is a badly designed parking lot. I'm telling you. Of course, big news yesterday out of the U.S. Senate, they passed the Farm Bill. Tom Udall and Martin Heinrich, of course, voting for it. It provides agriculture funding and it sets policies on a whole range of issues from crop insurance and disaster aid to nutrition programs, et cetera, et cetera. It passed the Senate 68-32. It passed the House last week 251-166. Now goes to President Obama to be signed into law. Udall and Heinrich worked on several elements of the Farm Bill that specifically relate to New Mexico. One of those is PILT, payment in lieu of taxes, and the bill will include 1 year of funding for PILT, so that ensures New Mexico counties receive the funding they need to pay for services such as schools, emergency response, and roads. They got a livestock disaster assistance approved in there. It continues and also provides retroactive emergency assistance for New Mexico producers because, of course, there's been a lot of cutting back on the herds during the drought. And then there's also money in there for dairies. Udall saying, farmers and ranchers from Portales to Lordsburg have told me how much they need certainty about prices and assistance to help them recover some of their losses from the drought. While the Farm Bill isn't perfect, it includes reforms and programs that will strengthen farm communities that are vital to our state's overall economy. In addition to PILT and the livestock disaster assistance, there's also annual funding for block grants to New Mexico for specialty crops like chilies and nuts, etc. There's also money. There's money that allows the acequias to qualify for these certain federal grants. And then there's the bill increases mandatory funding for the Farmers Market Promotion Program. So that is good news as well. Lots going on. Now, we mentioned earlier Santa Fe Police Department saying they had about 14 weather-related fender benders yesterday. If we get more snow today and tomorrow as expected, just take it slow out there. And now for a look at your morning commute.
Good morning, Santa Fe. This is your morning traffic commuter report. I am checking out the traffic situation in the El Dorado subdivision, where we have a two-car traffic jam at the intersection of Enebro Road and Avenida Vista Grande. This stop sign can take forever sometimes. All right, now, here we go. Finally, I am on the main drag, and oh dear, there seems to be a truck full of chickens headed this way. And now, an irate El Dorado homeowner has stopped his car across the road as a barrier. But the chicken truck shows no signs of slowing. It's a game of chicken with chickens. And that's your morning commuter traffic report.
Man, it's a jungle out there. So there was a story in the paper today about this mold lawsuit, and there's almost nothing I dislike more than thinking about mold because it makes me paranoid. So I did what I do whenever I see something I don't like that upsets me. I gave it to John Califf to report on, and here he is.
Camel Rock Casino, proud to announce your local news done locally. Camel Rock Casino, bringing Santa Fe the ultimate casino experience with great promotions and giveaways. Go to Camel Rock Casino for more information.
Now it's time for Santa Fe local news with John Califf, firefighter and professional newsman. Get the daily local podcasts on santafe.com.
The passenger in a vehicle involved in a pursuit here in Santa Fe that eventually led to a fatal shooting has filed a notice of an intent to sue. The Santa Fe, New Mexican reports that 34-year-old Jeremy Munoz filed a legal notice January 31st. It outlines his intent to file a lawsuit against New Mexico State Police and the officer involved in the pursuit. Jeanette Anaya was driving a vehicle in Santa Fe November 7th. State Police Officer Oliver Wilson had attempted to pull the vehicle over when Anaya fled. Her vehicle was nudged off the road. Officer Wilson says that he opened fire when Anaya drove her vehicle at his patrol car. Anaya was killed during the incident, and Jeremy Munoz was not physically hurt. A Santa Fe woman is suing the county of Santa Fe. The suit alleges that she and her two children were sickened by mold while they were living in a subsidized housing unit. The Santa Fe, New Mexican reports that the suit has been filed in district court. The complaint says that Noreen Quintana and her two children moved into a home in the Valle Vista housing development on New Mexico 14 in January of 2012. About 6 weeks later, they developed symptoms associated with exposure to mold. An air sample taken in June of that year found two different types of mold in the house. An attorney for Quintana says that the county moved the family from the home and paid to have some of her belongings steam cleaned. The director of the county housing authority said earlier this week that he had not yet seen the court filing and was not able to comment on individual lawsuits. Members of the Los Alamos Ski Club have voted to support a plan by the club's board designed to help support continued skiing at Pajarita Mountain. The Santa Fe, New Mexican reports that about 200 of the club's membership voted in favor of the plan during a meeting Tuesday. It includes the option of handing over assets to the County of Los Alamos and dissolving the 70-year-old organization. Several dozen people voted against the plan. The board says the club has been facing financial challenges, partly because of climate change and poor snowfall. Cloudy skies are likely throughout the day. We'll see a high temp near 31, and there is a slight chance of snow today. Overnight tonight, snow is likely. We'll see an overnight low of about 14 degrees, and we'll see accumulations of about 1 inch.
Now you're up to date with local news from SantaFe.com. Brought to you by Camel Rock Casino.
See, I don't think John Califf has it wired about the weather. What was that? We have a slight chance of snow. We might get an inch. They are predicting weather all afternoon and all night. You can't say there's a 60% chance of snow for 12 hours and then say we're going to get 1 inch. It's like not mathematically possible if it snows for all night that there'd only be 1 inch. Is it invisible snow? Makes no sense. I can't wait for the commercial break when I can go slap him. No, I'm kidding. I'm not going to do anything. I'm just going to think my thoughts. Anyway, you know what it means when it's February 5th. It means that Valentine's Day is right around the corner. I'm going to tell you about a couple of things you might want to know about. Number one, this Friday, February 7th, a pre-Valentine's party that is a benefit for Warehouse 21. Doors open at 6 p.m. They're going to have speed dating for those who are 18 and over. No child speed dating. Music from DJ Federici and the Sticky. That's going to be fun. Affordable food and treats from Nau Cafe, C.G. Higgins, and Chocolate Maven. There's going to be raffles. There's going to be psychics, Sally Amoon and Elisa Heyman. I love psychics. I really need a psychic for my show, Gino. I tried to get a psychic. And just by, like, psychically thinking, I need a psychic.
If there are any psychics out there.
It did nothing. I even emailed a psychic when the psychic, my attempt to contact them psychically failed. I emailed one, and that did nothing either.
They're not very psychic.
They are not psychic at all. Anyway, you can get more info on the pre-Valentine's show at SantaFe.com. It's going to be a good one. I think we're going to have a Warehouse 21 representative on Friday to get us all sorts of hyped up. And then not to be like super, super crazy sappy, but I somehow through a series of events I won't bore you with ended up on the U.S. Department of Interior's website. Also a totally normal thing to do at 6:15 in the morning. And they've got this thing they kicked off last year, which is a Valentine's Day video that shows people proposing and getting married on America's public lands. They had a ton of participation. It's a pretty moving video, a lot more moving than that stupid Facebook video. So they're going to do another one for 2014. They're looking for help. So if you're planning to get engaged, married, or do anything romantic, and by romantic, I don't mean having sex outside, take a photo or shoot a video of it if you're going to be on the national parks and send it to newmedia@ios.doi.gov. And you can go to doi.gov and check out that video. It's super sweet. The deadline for that is February 10th. That's Monday. So get on if you want to be a part of that Valentine's Day video. And in case you're wondering, it's not all heteronormative proposals either. All folks are represented. 8:31 a.m. We're going to take a quick break. I'm going to wander down the hall and see if my first guest is here. So please stick around. You're listening to KVSF 101.5, The Voice of Santa Fe, streaming live on santafe.com.
Crystal Springs Bottled Water is local, cares about the environment, gives back to its community, and keeps you healthy. Really, what more could you ask for?
Cupid has a stash of cash at the Camel Rock Casino, and Club Rock members have all February long to enter for a chance to win a share of $25,000. Each day you use your Club Rock card, you can earn one free ticket for the Cupid stash of cash drawing. Plus, you can get another ticket for every 100 points earned when you use your Club Rock card. Club Rock members will also receive one ticket for a $30 food or gas purchase at the Camel Rock Valero each week. Don't miss the Cupid stash of cash drawings on February 8th and February 22nd. Hot seat drawing start at 2 p.m. and cash drawings will be held every hour from 7 to 10 p.m. And don't forget, Camel Rock Casino offers hot seat drawings from 11 a.m. till 9 p.m. every Thursday for the 55 and up club, plus free coffee and donuts at Club Rock. Cupid has you in mind this February at the Camel Rock Casino. Stop in to sign up for your Club Rock card for a chance to win your share of Cupid's $25,000 stash of cash at the Camel Rock Casino, where you just gotta have fun.
At Chalmers Capital Ford Lincoln, we believe in providing you with the best suited vehicles to meet your needs. What makes your motor hum? Are you a Ford F-150 truck type? We got them. Are you an economy driver? Try the Ford Fiesta. Always dreamed of driving a Mustang? Is a Ford hybrid with great mileage more to your liking? Looking to make a trade-in for a new or used vehicle? Here's our promise. We know a vehicle isn't just something you drive. Heck, you'll be spending lots of time together. And Chalmers Capital Ford Lincoln wants to make sure you're happy. That means you're comfortable. That means you feel safe. That means you know we're here for you when it comes to service and any parts you may need. And we'll give you the best selection right here in one place at Chalmers Capital Ford Lincoln. Come visit us today. Meet your next ride at Chalmers Capital Ford Lincoln in the Santa Fe Auto Park on Cerrios across from Kohl's, or visit us online at chalmerscapitalford.com. You can peruse our inventory, look at vehicle research, apply for financing, and more. Chalmers Capital Ford Lincoln. Real people making a difference.
Hearing loss is a growing health issue among young adults and older Americans, with the condition today affecting more than 48 million people nationwide. Now is the time to preserve your hearing. That means limiting exposure to loud noises, using ear protection when attending sports events or music concerts, and following the 60-60 rule, which means limiting the use of earbud headphones to 60 minutes at a time and at 60% of the device's maximum volume. Talk to a hearing healthcare provider or your physician and schedule a hearing test. It's also important to discuss hearing loss with your family and seek treatment. Common signs include turning up the volume on the TV or radio to the level that others find too loud, having trouble hearing people on the phone, or difficulty with following conversations in noisy environments. Hearing loss can affect your ability to stay connected to friends and family, contributing to social isolation, lower earnings, depression, dementia, and higher risk of falls. For more information about hearing loss and other ways to improve your health as you age, go to www.hearingloss.org. This has been a public service message from the Hearing Loss Association of America, High Health Innovations, and the station.
You're wired into the Julia Goldberg Morning Show, streaming on SantaFe.com.
Good morning, Santa Fe. Welcome back. Or if you're just tuning in, thanks for joining me. It's 8:34 a.m. on Wednesday, the 5th of February. And my next guest is spending, I'm guessing, a lot of time at the Roundhouse this session. His name is Charles Goodmacher. He is here representing the NEA New Mexico. And his name means good maker. Is that right?
Loosely, yes.
Oh, okay. Sorry. It's a little side habit.
It's okay. No problem.
So, Charles, obviously, education and funding issues with education is kind of the top topic at the for this legislative session. A lot of conflict going on with, I guess, maybe even looking at a vote on the big education appropriation bill today in the House. I'm not sure. Is that the latest?
Actually, the latest, about 5 seconds ago, I got a text from a representative that they were going to postpone a vote this morning. So it'll probably be tomorrow morning.
Okay. Well, I know NEA New Mexico, you're actually working with AFT New Mexico, so your legislative goals are not entirely education focused, but maybe we can start with those and funding a big issue. So what can you maybe describe what the NEA's position is?
Sure, Julia. In the big picture, we believe that the funding for schools in New Mexico is not sufficient. there's a technical language in the Constitution that says that the funding for the schools shall be sufficient. And there was a study about 10 years ago that said that we were at that time off by about $250 million. So we were way far behind what is sufficient for funding. So that's in the big picture. What's doable in the legislature is another issue.
Well, House Bill 3, if I'm understanding kind of the big picture of what it's doing, it's creating a certain amount of dollars within, was it $2.8 billion worth of funding, and creating like 130 something million in flexible funding for the school districts. I might be a little bit off, but I think I'm close. But it's not giving any play to some of the parts of Governor Martinez's education plan.
Well, it's not entirely true that it doesn't give any play. In fact, there are 9 point something, I don't remember the exact number, but almost $10 million more below the line this year. That is the specific programs that the governor's PED, Public Education Department, can directly manage rather than putting through the school equalization funding formula. So actually there is an increase in funding for the governor's programs. It's not what she would like, but there actually is an increase.
But her administration is clearly not happy with what House Bill 3 looks like. And so I guess my question is, well, first, is the NEA happy with House Bill 3? But then also, what difference does it make if everyone's happy with it, if it's going to just face a veto when it gets to the governor?
Well, at this point, and House Bill 3 has been compromised. Again, House Bill 3, we believe from our perspective itself was a compromise because the schools are so wildly underfunded. But House Bill 3 looked great to us in terms of what's possible. And now it's been compromised again in the House Appropriation and Finance. There was a compromise that we feel we can live with in the political context. We believe that the governor will want to sign the bill. She apparently has some issues with some of the aspects of it, like the teacher salaries and other school employee salaries. But we also know that before it gets passed out of both the full House and the full Senate, there likely will be some more changes made to it.
Well, let's talk about that salary issue, because as I'm understanding it, teachers have not had any kind of salary adjustment in a decade.
That's right. And in fact, most teachers' pay checks have gone down substantially because we're paying more for retirement. We're paying more for insurance like everybody else. So our actual take home has actually decreased over the years.
So what would you say to people, and I'm not one of those people, but I'm just going to play devil's advocate because I think teachers should be compensated for the work that they do. But what would you say to people who say, you know, the unions are more worried about protecting their employees than they are about the outcomes for student education? I think I'm summarizing well that position.
Sure. Yeah. And that essentially is a position some people have. Mm-hmm. We're very glad that recently we did a poll, a statewide poll, and overwhelmingly the public supports significant pay raises for teachers. The public does believe that teachers are vastly underpaid, and they support significant increases in their salary this year.
Nonetheless, it must be a very dispiriting time if you're involved in public education when there are these just ongoing figures about how poorly overall, and there's lots of exceptions, but how poorly overall New Mexican students are doing in sort of the kind of testing realm. So I can imagine there's some people, when they hear about merit-based pay, when they hear about incentivizing test scores, they're like, yeah, we need that. How do we respond to them?
Well, in fact, there are several levels. One is that those student test scores are meant to measure and assess and guide instruction. They're not designed to evaluate a teacher's performance. So you're using a measure that isn't appropriate for what a person does on their job. Secondly, the test scores, if on an international scale, when you control for poverty, the United States actually tests better than some of the leading countries overall. Like Finland only has a 3% poverty rate. They're number one on the international test. When you control for poverty, take people in poverty out of the test score, means the United States is actually doing pretty well.
That's depressing, though.
It is depressing.
We're doing well for poor kids.
Well, sad. The reality is poverty is a huge factor, and poverty does have a huge impact on educational success. It's not at all that poor people can't succeed well. We know there are many who do, but there has to be the encouragement of the family to take school seriously and to continue. There's a lot of other factors. You know, if parents are working two jobs, if the kids are undernourished, their brains aren't going to function as well. There's all kinds of factors that come in because of poverty. So that's our number one, actually, educational issue is poverty.
One thing I find challenging when thinking about the education issue is just the sort of, differing studies and differing views. And this is especially true with the whole proposal to hold back third graders who can't read and sort of targeting third grade as like the time. If you haven't made it by third grade, it's over. Can you put that into some context in terms of the NEA's position?
Well, I'll try. Thank you. We believe that interventions are what is required, not retention. Interventions in terms of extra help in reading. There was in Florida, which the governor's administration, PED, touts as an example, because they have a retention policy. But that state also in that same year put $170 million extra into the schools specifically so that kids that are lagging behind at that level, they will get an extra hour a day of just reading. They get extra, a whole range of extra services. So that's what's important. It's the extra help. It's not the retention. And a lot of studies show that retention has negative impacts. And in fact, students that are retained on average have a lower graduation rate than students who continue.
I think when that proposal was being talked about, I think it was Representative Mimi Stewart who had talked about how much money, sort of, for example, in Florida, they were putting into kind of the one-on-one tutoring for such students, the after-school programs for such students, programs that nonetheless seem like good ideas. Is House Bill 3 addressing some of those needs?
House Bill 3 does have funding for that has retained in the compromise that I spoke about earlier. So that is excellent. I'm not going to quote the numbers. There's many millions extra for those kinds of interventions.
Great. If you're just tuning in, I'm here with Charles Goodmacher. He's representing New Mexico NEA. And I guess, are you also here representing ATF?
No, we work very closely together with the Federation of Teachers statewide. The two unions represent the school employees in New Mexico.
Great. Well, we're going to take a quick commercial break. When we come back, I certainly want to hear your thoughts on pre-K funding through the land grant and any other legislative issues you want folks to know about. So please keep on listening. You're tuned to KVSF 101.5, The Voice of Santa Fe, streaming live on santafe.com.
Crystal Springs bottled water. You have to try it to like it. Oh, you'll like it because it's that good.
Do you know how your eyes truly are the window to your soul?
Hi, this is Mark Perry, hypnotherapist and life fulfillment coach. What if I told you that your eyes, your hands, and your birth order hold powerful information about your life patterns? Check out amatterofthemind.com and join me this Saturday at 10 a.m. with my guest, Jim Furgess, on my weekly show, A Matter of the Mind, on KVSF 101.5, The Voice of Santa Fe, Talk 1260, and santafe.com.
Do you look in the mirror and notice that your skin looks dull, wrinkled, and well, let's face it, old? Did you know that you can do something dramatic to change that without surgery and without a lot of downtime? Come talk to Dr. Fraker and the Ulti Skin staff about the revolutionary new laser resurfacing technology. Have a new you in the new year. Call 995-8584 to schedule your Ulti Skin consultation with Dr. Fraker.
Call Ulti Skin to bring the ultimate you.
Shop now and save throughout our store at Sleepy Time Fine Furniture. We carry living room, dining room, and bedroom furniture for the entire family. Plus a huge selection of Sealy, Simmons, and memory foam mattresses at low prices. Our mission at Sleepy Time Fine Furniture is to carry quality furniture that lasts and provide you with friendly customer service. Come to Sleepy Time Fine Furniture and save. We're located at the Santa Fe Place Mall on the corner of Cerritos and Rody Road. Or visit our website at sleepytimefurniture.com.
Where do locals go to buy and sell silver or gold? Premier. Where do they go for the best prices on squash blossoms, concha belts, and sterling bracelets? Premier. Where do locals go to sell their unused or broken jewelry? Premier. How about that old box of coins or paper money? Premier. My name is Andrew with Premier Precious Metals. We're a locally owned family business helping individuals, families, and estates buy and sell their gold and silver collectibles in Santa Fe since 1997. Now open Saturdays 11 to 4, Monday to Friday 10 to 5. Look for the Coins Donut sign on Cerrillos Road.
Come sit at our table, Plaza Cafe, Southside.
Hungry? Plaza Cafe Southside offers one of the most extensive menus of home-style diner cuisine in Santa Fe. Enjoy inventive food for an affordable price and service with a smile. At the Plaza Cafe Southside, bring the old Santa Fe to the new Santa Fe.
At the Plaza Cafe Southside, join a friend for a delightful lunch or bring in the whole family for a delectable dinner. All of the delicious menu options are made from the freshest ingredients, so your meal will always be flavorful. From tasty New Mexico entrees to red velvet flan, you won't be disappointed. Come in for a downtown dining experience on the South Side.
Come sit at our table, Plaza Cafe. Southside.
The Plaza Cafe Southside puts the comfort in comfort food. Open daily at 3466 Zafferano Drive in Santa Fe.
Come sit at our table, Plaza Cafe. Southside.
Hey, this is Guy Fieri. Now, when your recipe calls for red peppers, chili powder, garlic, and onions, you got the start of some awesome chili and maybe some heartburn. If that's the case, roll out the Rolaids Liquid.
Don't let heartburn keep you from enjoying the things you love. New Rolaids Liquid gets you back in the action fast. Even when your worst heartburn symptoms flare up, Rolaids Liquid dual active formula coats and soothes for rapid relief. New Rolaids Liquid in your choice of mint or cherry. Use as directed.
R-O-L-A-I-D-S? Now that's how you spell relief.
Hot plates, cool stories. Share both this winter at P.F. Chang's. Gather your friends and try one of the six dishes on our new winter seasonal menu, like the savory red wine and pepper braised beef, or the orange ginger beet salad with fresh oranges and honey ginger dressing. And for a limited time, visit pfchangs.com and get an offer for $10 off a $40 purchase. See you soon.
This is your Wednesday morning ski report. Hi, I'm John Califf. Ski Santa Fe says they received just more than 9.5 inches of new snow in the last 24 hours. They've got 92% of their mountain open. 70 runs are available with machine groomed and packed powder. Six of their seven lifts are spinning. They've got a base depth of 39 inches, and they've seen 82 inches of snowfall so far this year. Coming up at Ski Santa Fe on February 8th is Beats on the Basin. This is the third in a series of five concerts held at the deck of Totemos. It's from noon until 3. Your day ticket or season pass will get you into the event. Over at Sandia Peak, they've seen 6 inches of new snow in the last 24 hours. They've got a base depth of 19 inches, and they've seen 38 inches of snowfall so far this year. Sandia Peak is still operating on a modified schedule. That means they're open Saturdays, Sundays, and holidays only, and they're operating their beginner area only. They are hopeful that with new snowfall, they'll be able to open up their upper mountain and resume normal days of operation. For the Taos Ski Valley, they've seen 9 inches of new snow in the last 24 hours, with 25 inches in the last 5 days. That means they've got a base depth of 45 inches. On the lower front side, there are 28 open trails, 13 of which are groomed. On the upper front side, they've got 18 open trails with 4 groomed trails. On the back side, 25 open trails with 6 groomed trails, 10 open trails for the Highline Ridge, and 7 open trails on the West Basin Ridge. Don't forget, they do have the Strawberry Hill Tubing Park over the Taos Ski Valley that's open Thursdays through Sundays. The cost is $15 and a tube rental is included. Tickets can be picked up at the Pit House Warming Hut, which is located on Strawberry Hill. The Red River Ski Area has a base depth of 24 inches. 52 of their 58 trails are open. Also, all 7 lifts are spinning. There are some upcoming events at Red River. If you'd like to get some details about those events, visit their website, redriverskiarea.com. Meanwhile, Pajarito Mountain out by Los Alamos says they've still suspended operations and they're waiting for more snowfall to reopen the mountain.
KVSF 101.5, the voice of Santa Fe, where business gets done Mondays 10 to 1 with the City Economic Development Program. And those two crazy branding dudes, Dave Hadick and Jim Glover. Only on the station brave enough to help Santa Fe economics. KVSF 101.5, the voice of Santa Fe. You are now a hostage of the Julia Goldberg Morning Show.
Hey there, Santa Fe, 8:50 a.m. on the 5th of February, and I'm in the studio with NEA New Mexico Government Relations Director Charles Goodmacher. Of course, a busy session for anyone working on education issues at the Roundhouse. And I wanted to talk a little bit about one of the topics that's getting a lot of headline news, and this is the idea of tapping the permanent land-grant fund for early childhood education, although it's sounding like that bill does not have much hope.
That's right, Julia. It's unfortunate that again, the funding situation is a major issue. Of course, these land-grant funds or bills would help supplement the regular tax base for the schools, but that it appears that will not pass through again this year.
And you were not supporting that, NEA.
Well, it's not that we're not supporting. We're kind of neutral on it because early childhood is so critical for education success, no doubt about it. We favor an amendment that would increase the payoff from the land grant fund for the K through 12 public schools that are current beneficiaries of that fund, rather than expanding the beneficiaries of the fund, which will water down in the future the monies that come to the K-12 schools.
I see. I was interested to see that one of NEA New Mexico's, platform points relates to class size, because it made me realize that I have absolutely no idea where we're at with class sizes. Are our schools crowded at this point?
Schools are very crowded.
Okay.
It was said incorrectly last night at a Senate hearing that there have not been reductions in force in the schools in New Mexico over the past several years. While there haven't been officially designated reductions in force, what has actually happened is that there are over 3,000 fewer school employees in New Mexico than there were in 2008 when the downturn in funding started. That's happened through attrition, through elimination of extra programs, you know, with a concentration of focus on the core subjects that are tested. A lot of electives have been eliminated. And so the staff that have been provided those other programs have gone down. So as a consequence, class size has also gone up.
And so with all of this, are you seeing actually a reduction in people who want to become public educators?
We have been getting information from the schools of education in New Mexico that there are fewer people applying, and there's a higher rate of students who are in education that are switching their majors to other topics. So it's very sad. It's not just the class size issue, but you mentioned the morale with the focus on the testing and being evaluated by the testing rather than actual job performance. The morale in the schools, the stress level is incredibly high. And again, class size is a major factor. If you have 22 students in a class versus 28, it's so much harder or so much easier to control and give students any individual attention that they need. If you have 28 or 30, I had just heard this morning from Representative Garcia Richard from Los Alamos and part of Santa Fe that one of their classes had 30 in it, and that's just crazy.
And she's sponsoring a bill related to class size.
Yes, she's actually the sponsor of a constitutional amendment that would reduce the class sizes down to the levels that the studies indicate would have a significant impact on student success. It would be extremely costly in New Mexico to do that, but the amendment is introduced to bring more focus to the issue. I'm very happy that there is additional funding in the House budget bill to reduce class sizes. There's an estimate it'll reduce it by 2 students per class across the state.
Hmm. You know, with all of these sort of various issues, it's kind of understandable to me why folks would sort of look at radical reconstruction of public education, but there's a pretty big dichotomy between, it just seems like a partisan dichotomy between sort of a Republican administration that wants to sort of consolidate control of the school districts at the top level to make choices versus what it sounds like NEA New Mexico is fighting for, which is for schools themselves to, you know, retain some autonomy. Am I characterizing correctly?
Yeah, absolutely. NEA New Mexico is completely in accord with the School Boards Association and the Association of Educational Leaders, the superintendents and other administrators in support of this issue has come into play, and several bills, several measures, local control. Citizens elect their local school board on what issues? On education. Do you elect your legislator or your governor just on education? No, you elect those representatives, those the governor on an array of issues. So in terms of accountability, accountability is at the local school district level.
Well, that being said, do you feel as though there's some justification for frustration with the schools? With, I mean, then it seems to me you also have to take the bad, which is taking the blame, the credit for the problems as well.
Well, absolutely. It's, we're, again, I use that word accountability. It's mm-hmm. It's a nice buzzword, but I think it's important and it's appropriate to hold local school boards accountable. We would love to see much more citizen involvement in the local school board elections. Local school board elections are notorious for having turnout sometimes in the single digits, not even 10%.
Why do you think that? You know, this has been something I've wondered about a long time, which is if you ask anybody atop what they care about the most, education's always at the top of the list. But there's very little evidence that that's true. When I was the editor of the Reporter, I could literally tell you that if we put an education story on the cover, our return rate went up by several points. Like people would like not even pick up the paper if they mm-hmm. saw there was a story about education. I found it very weird. Do you have any insight into that?
I'm not really sure. I think a lot of people might be mystified by education. Mm-hmm. There's a lot of people that think that they don't know enough about it, but I will tell you, you're wrong. If you have a basic sense of what students need to read, what they need to learn, please get involved. Please find out a little more.
Okay. And again, that public education department created under the Richardson administration doesn't seem to be working out very well for New Mexico, from what I can gather.
Right. No, we believe, again, the accountability issue that we're supporting a measure by Senator Michael Padilla of Albuquerque that would create a statewide school board with 10 districts elected directly by the people, and they would appoint a state superintendent of schools.
Well, Charles, before we run out of time, I want to make sure folks hear about the march and rally that you've got scheduled for February 15th.
Yes, thank you, Julia. Yeah, on February 15th, there's a march and rally. We're going to start in the plaza at 12:30, and this is to take back our public schools. It's not about a specific issue or about a specific school, specific measure in the legislature. It is about having an opportunity for the community to take part in saying, we need a good positive direction. We need to support the schools, fund them more, and do what's right for our students.
Great. Well, I'll be sure to remind folks about that again next week. Charles, thank you so much for your time this morning. We're going to take a quick break, leave you, as we always do, in the 8 o'clock hour with the Prairie Dog Minute with Elliot Fisher. We'll be back in the 9 o'clock hour with David Berkley and Enrique Limon joining me here in the studio. So please stick around and drive safely out there. If you're on your way to work, you're listening to KVSF 101.5, The Voice of Santa Fe, streaming live at santafe.com.
Welcome to the Prairie Dog Minute with Elliot Fisher. While prairie dogs are not psychic like their rodent cousin, the groundhog, they are very empathetic and good listeners. This has been the Prairie Dog Minute with Elliot Fisher.
The voice of Santa Fe is KVSF FM 101.5 Pecos Santa Fe. Streaming on santafe.com. Now, broadcasting live from the Hutton Broadcasting Media Center in the heart of Santa Fe. A highly opinionated, intelligent, funny, informed, and sometimes a little too serious, Julia Goldberg. Don't miss a beat. Only on the new KVSF 101.5. The voice of Santa Fe.
Hey there, Santa Fe, 9:06 a.m. on the 5th of February. It is Wednesday. It's the middle of the week. It might snow later. so many possibilities. Joining me in the studio is a man who, the last time he came, he brought a guitar and then he cursed on the air. And this time he brought a child, a very quiet child. Yeah, David, you need to talk into the mic.
I haven't said anything yet. You can't hang
your head in the corner like that. David Berkeley, musician, one of the local artists who was recognized for having one of the top albums of 2013 on SantaFe.com. And if I'm not mistaken, you are just back from tour.
I am.
Where were you? You were in New York?
This time, yes.
Yeah? How's it been going out there?
Good.
Yeah?
It's cold in places, though.
Oh, yeah. No, it's a crazy time to be traveling on the East Coast.
Incredible.
So do you like East Coast audiences better than you like us?
I don't play here enough to really have a judgment on Santa Fe audiences, but the times I've played here, the audiences have been really nice here.
Yeah. You've had a couple of shows since the last time I saw you.
Not here, though.
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah, the one at Iconic. I was on my birthday. I brought all my friends.
But you were there.
I was. It was great. Did you like it?
Yeah. That was great. That was the best show I've ever had.
He's a liar. And now you are not only a musician, but you are a music organizer.
I thought you were going to say now I'm a father also.
Well,
that's been going on for a while.
I assume that a child of that size doesn't appear spontaneously.
Thank God.
how old is that child?
This child is 3.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
I'm so bad at telling children.
What were you
ages.
Thinking?
6.
6. He is huge.
He does seem big and very well behaved.
So far. Yeah. Let's get this going, Julie.
Now, I want him to start screaming because I just think it would be hilarious. So you are one of the organizers for a free one-day folk music conference that's happening at the end of March, but some deadlines are coming up this week, so that's why we got you here to tell us all about it.
That's right.
Tell us all about it. What is this festival?
So there's a really exciting thing for basically mostly acoustic musicians, although any musician who's in Santa Fe should consider coming to this. And it's called the Southwest Regional Folk Alliance. That's the organization that's sponsoring this one-day event at the Hotel Santa Fe. Mm. And it's totally free. And basically, it's just a great chance to network and meet other musicians in town. If you're a promoter, if you're a presenter, if you're involved in the music industry at all, if you're a radio DJ, if you're looking for new talent, to come and see who else is out there and to try to help build our Santa Fe scene a little bit, and also help each individual musician or promoter in their individual paths. So there'll be a couple of panels on topics that will interest people in the industry, and there'll also be a showcase where you'll get to, if you apply and get selected, you'll get to play a couple songs and have people hear what you do. But even apart from the showcase, just to be a part of the event and to come and be a part of the panels and meet other people, I think is really valuable. And considering it's free, as long as you don't have anywhere else to be on Friday, March 28th, there's no real downside.
I have several questions.
Please.
The first is, so the deadline to apply to be in the showcase is February 8th.
That's February 8th. We may extend it a little bit, but I probably shouldn't say that on the air.
We just did.
And the way you go to find out about how to apply, and we should probably say this a couple times because the website is super complicated. So it's southwestfolkalliance.org, but that's swfolkalliance.org. And then you have to type in a / SWRFA /NM.
Okay.
So we'll maybe post it somewhere. What do you think?
Yeah, I'll include a link to that on the podcast, but also couldn't people just go to swfolkalliance.org and get to
you
it from
can.
There?
I didn't design this website, as a disclaimer. And part of what we're gonna talk about in one of the panels is how to be better with online media. And so but yes, so you can go to that website, swfolkalliance.org, and navigate around and you'll find it. But if you remember, this organization is SWRFA, SWRFA-NM. So that's the actual link.
Huh. Well, I will include a link in the podcast for today's show for folks who are looking for it. Isn't it funny how whenever little children make noise, it always sounds kind of like a scary movie, like, and you're like, oh God.
Yeah, that's welcome to my life. But yeah, so to apply to Showcase, to apply to Showcase, that deadline is this Friday. But to apply to just come, you can do that until March 1st. And it's, like I said, it's free, and you just have to get your name in our log so that, because there's a limited number of spots available, and so we just have to get you signed up so that we know you, we have a spot for you. Last year, or we did this a couple years ago, and it was waitlist only, and it went really well. I wasn't in Santa Fe then, so I didn't go, but there's a big umbrella national organization that's just the Folk Alliance, and they have a yearly conference music event that's happening in Kansas City this year. It was in Toronto last year that I'll be going to in February. And but then there are these regional breakouts, and so we're lucky to have one happening in Santa Fe in March.
Yeah, I'm not familiar with the Southwest Regional Folk Alliance. I think this is the first I've heard of it. Is it headquartered in Santa Fe?
No, it's headquartered in Kerrville, Texas.
Oh.
Where they have the famous Kerrville Folk Festival. And a lot of their, so a lot of the events happen in Austin, and then there are small, even more regional events that happen in different parts of the Southwest region, and so we're having ours in March.
Okay, and give us a few examples of some of the workshops that are going to be offered.
Yeah, so one will be how to get the most out of social media, and so that'll be...
I hate social media.
Who
I hate
doesn't?
Facebook so much. Did you watch your My Year on My Life on Facebook
no,
video
I did
thing?
No, I did not.
You should watch it. It will make you want to kill someone.
Yeah, I really don't like Facebook. If I didn't have this career, I wouldn't be on it at all, and I imagine
know.
You feel the same way.
Oh, I feel it's so
You're
hard.
You're pretty good on the Twitter, though.
Yeah. Well, Twitter I feel more free on because nobody uses it.
right. So it's just a total waste of time.
It's a total waste. Well, it's just like I'm tweeting to you and like Daniel Chacon from the New Mexican.
Right.
It's like,
right.
It's, you know, it's kind of low impact.
Right. Daniel and I take slight offense.
Oh, sorry.
So the social media one, and that'll have a couple of different media marketing, web designer type people on the panel. And also my friend Ben Wright, the great guitarist and electronic musician in town.
That is good.
Yeah, he is great. And then Rick Adesso of the Santa Fe Performance Exchange will be the moderator for that one. And again, just as an example, like if you're a local musician, it's nice to be able to meet Rick because he puts on shows in town and he's a great guy. And so, you know, if for no other reason than just to come for a free one-day event and give your music to Rick, it's worth coming. Another panel that I'm actually going to be on is just about the working performing artist and how we do what we do, how we figure out touring and how we make it work on the road. And I'll be on that panel. C. Daniel Bowling will be on that panel, and my friend John O'Manson will be on that panel as well. Also, good to come just to meet John out, give him your music, try to figure out how to record in his studio. And that will be moderated by Richard Paul Thomas, who's also a performing songwriter. And again, like, you know, there's all sorts of tips that some of us who have been doing this for a long time can offer to people who are just trying to figure out how to get out of Santa Fe to play shows. And so that would be a good panel, I think.
Cool. No, it sounds great. So, David, would you say, I mean, is this really then limited only to folk musicians, or do you think there'd be something to get out of it regardless of genre?
I would say that you should come regardless of genre, for sure. To apply for the actual showcase part, they might be a little bit strict about trying to get acoustic musicians. But, you know, when I say folk, like there was just a piece on Pete Seeger I was listening to with my son when we were driving here. You don't have to be of the Pete Seeger variety to consider yourself a folk musician.
You could be like of the Bruno Mars variety.
Well, I don't know if he would call himself a, yeah, but you could certainly be of my variety, and that's not like campfire folk. But yeah, I mean, look, I think that it's, even apart from any of the mission statement of SWRFA, just from a Santa Fe perspective, we want to build our music scene. And so if you're a musician of any stripe, I would try to come to this just for no other reason than to meet other musicians in town and to talk, even apart from the panels, on how we can make Santa Fe a better scene for local music and support each other. You know, I've lived in a number of different places in my life, and we have a lot that we can grow here.
Yeah.
And we should be a much better music city than we are. And so this is one of those places where we can put our heads together to figure out how to improve it.
You don't think it should be government's role to improve it?
I do believe the government has a great role in supporting a lot of things, the arts included. But we also have to pull ourselves up on this one.
Well, you've probably been following that this has become a little bit of a topic in the mayoral race as well.
Yes.
Which is interesting to me, having been here my entire adult life. I haven't ever seen it quite rise to the level of this many people talking about it. So that's good.
That's great.
Yeah. Cool. Well, we're going to take a commercial break. I'm here in the studio with musician David Berkeley, his son, Noah Berkeley, who's not as quiet as he was billed to be, but he's certainly not as noisy.
At least it's pleasant background noise.
No, it's nice.
If creepy.
No, I like it. I like I like creepy child sounds. 9:16 a.m., folks, we're going to take a quick break, and then we'll be back with you here live on KVSF 101.5, The Voice of Santa Fe. We're streaming live at santafe.com.
Tired of waiting for a vehicle registration sticker to come in the mail? Wait no longer. Amity Express can issue your sticker on the spot. No worries, you don't have the paperwork. They can still help. Amity Express, only at the Big Green Sign.
The Turquoise Trail Charter School Education and Diversity Gala on Saturday, February 8th at La Fonda Hotel will feature auctions and live music by Joe West and Round Mountain. Tickets are $100 and include a gourmet meal starting at 5:30. The TTCS Education and Diversity Gala will help fund the music, art, PE, and bilingual programs of Santa Fe's only charter elementary school.
Call 467-1700 or visit ttschool.org.
It's the Drive Forever Worry-Free Warranty at Santa Fe Mazda Volvo, where you can expect the best. Drive Forever covers both the engine and transmission on every eligible, thoroughly inspected pre-owned vehicle from Santa Fe Mazda Volvo. Forever. You heard right, forever. Coverage begins immediately on all eligible vehicles under 100,000 miles for the entire time you own the vehicle. No matter where you go, you know you can drive forever, worry-free, with your used car warranty from Santa Fe Mazda Volvo on Cerrillos Road. Visit santafecars.com.
When you go out to eat, you don't want to give your taste buds a little treat. You want to make them roar. And they will at La Plancha de El Dorado. This casual Latin grill features original recipes and unique flavors for breakfast, lunch, and dinner, as well as Sunday brunch every week from 10 to 2. Tame any appetite at La Plancha de El Dorado, just 15 minutes outside of Santa Fe in El Dorado. It's perfect for families traveling from Las Vegas, as well as Santa Fe, Pecos, and the surrounding areas.
The City of Santa Fe is excited to present the Bus Pass Rebate Program. This exciting new program allows Santa Fe residents to utilize the bus system free of charge when you turn in receipts from the purchase of a new bicycle or bicycle products from one of the approved vendors. Receipts exceeding $240 receive a free annual bus pass. $20 or more receive a free 31-day pass. Turn in your receipts at 2931 Rufina. For more information, call 955-2010 or 955-2008. Approved vendors are Broken Spoke, Chain Breaker Collective, Mellow Valley, Robin Charlie's, and Sirius Cycles.
Maybe you're thinking, health insurance? For me? Yeah, sounds like a great idea. But those health insurance companies, well, maybe not so much. Exactly why we built New Mexico Health Connections just for you. Because you deserve a different kind of insurance company, where your good health is our bottom line. See, New Mexico Health Connections is a nonprofit health plan created and led by trusted doctors and health professionals, not corporate administrators. How's that for different, right? Which means at New Mexico Health Connections, our focus is on keeping you healthy and our health plans affordable by keeping you out of the hospital. With an ever-expanding network of more than 5,600 healthcare providers and incentives that allow you to visit your primary care doctor as often as you need. Open enrollment ends March 31st, so visit mynmhc.org today to learn about doctor-led, New Mexico-made health plans from a very different kind of health insurance company, New Mexico Health Connections.
I'm home having dinner with Mom and Dad on the best night of the week, Taco Thursday. Dad wants me to try the latest additions to his hot sauce collection. Good thing I have a Coke.
They named this sauce after Krakatoa, the volcano that exploded, just like your taste buds will.
Oh no.
Let's climb a degree to screaming tonsil. Notice how the bottle is hot to the touch.
Burn. Ah.
Now this sauce has no name, only a warning label in Burmese.
Help! Would you like some more Coke, honey?
Yes, please. I love Taco Thursdays.
Coca-Cola. Open happiness.
Family time. Time for reunions, parties, and just coming together for the sheer joy of it. Wherever your family gathers, make sure an ice-cold Coke is there to keep the good times flowing. Before your next get-together, get to your local Lowe's supermarket and pick up a 12-pack of refreshing Coca-Cola for $2 for $8. Coca-Cola. Open happiness.
Hello, this is Greg Heltman, founder and general director of the Santa Fe Symphony, inviting you to join me for an exciting talk show, Symphony Notes, the Symphony Inside Out, where we will bring you great music and interesting conversations with symphony musicians, guest artists, local sponsors, and audience members. Each week will be unique. Please be sure to tune in every Friday at 4 p.m. here on KVSF 101.5, The Voice of Santa Fe.
The Paul McCartney, Dave Matthews, Julia Goldberg, Kurt Cobain, Bruce Springsteen. Yep, all together in the richest blend of music, news, politics, and talk. Only on the new KVSF 101.5, The Voice of Santa Fe. You're listening to the Julia Goldberg Morning Show, the only local talk about Santa Fe politics and whatever's on Julia's mind on the new KVSF 101.5, The Voice of Santa Fe, streaming on SantaFe.com.
Hey there, Santa Fe, 9:22 a.m. on Wednesday, February 5th. I am here in the studio with musician David Berkeley and his son, Noah Berkeley, who's got quite the library now on the floor. Hey, David, why? I'm just curious. I mean, I'm not complaining, but so you guys are here for 15 minutes. Why does your child have like 20 books with him?
You're not a parent, are you, Julia?
I'm not. You just have to carry all these books around all the time.
Yeah, life sucks.
No, I think it seems really cute.
I don't know. My theory is you bring a bunch of options because you hope that they don't get tired of them. But I suppose I could, if you strike it rich, you bring one thing and he could just get engrossed in that. That would make life so much easier.
No, it's interesting. That book has grabbed my attention, The True Story of the Three Little Pigs. Like subversive literature?
It's from the wolf's perspective, and it tries to rewrite the narrative that's been dominating our culture for so many years.
Ah, interesting. I like it. Oh, and look, and now you're trying to smother your child so that he stops talking. If I were a parent, I wouldn't do that.
Listen, the true folk musician is armed with a banjo and like three kids in tow.
Oh, I see. So one more and you're good to go?
That's right.
Oh, I like, wow, the scary pointing. That was good.
And a really snappy snap that I just did in his direction. Even Gino flinched.
Oh, yes. Here on the Julia Goldberg Morning Show, we're animal friendly, but apparently we're not child friendly at all. We mock the children. Well, are you going to bring your dog next time?
I don't have a dog. I don't have a dog. No, I don't consider myself responsible enough.
Oh, interesting. You totally seem like a guy with a dog.
I know. It's a weird character anomaly.
Huh, it is.
Also that I'm a football fan.
You are, huh?
Yeah.
So were you a sad person?
No, I didn't care about that. I mean, I like the New York Giants because that's where I'm from. And Eli is my quarterback, Peyton's younger brother.
So, David, as a musician, I'm just curious. Did you find it at all odd, the pairing of Bruno Mars and the Red Hot Chili Peppers?
So strange.
Isn't it weird? Like, can you just imagine, like, what is the brain that suddenly thought those two things made sense together?
So strange. And I don't know whether they figured they had covered so much of the demographic with Bruno, and there was only a sliver that hadn't been covered, and so they brought these guys out.
Yeah.
That was the only thing I could think.
It made my boyfriend sad because, you know, because Red Hot Chili Peppers to him is like late 80s punk scene, and he was saying if anyone had ever told them, you'd see them on the stage at a Super Bowl with a guy, you know, wearing a glittery jacket, he wouldn't have believed it.
That's a good point.
I was happy because I've been trying to convince him he's old all week. So finally, that finally did
it. That was what did it, huh?
Yep. Yeah. That was what did it. So we're not just here to shoot the breeze, although I do enjoy shooting the breeze. But again, if you're just tuning in, David was here to let folks know about a free, emphasis on free, one-day folk music conference. It's going to be happening in Santa Fe on Friday, March 28th. You do need to register to attend because they might sell out of space, or not sell out of space, but run out of space. It was waiting list the last time it happened. Lots of different workshops for musicians. And if you are a folk musician who might want to be showcased, you've got till February 8th to register.
And that's just this Friday.
Oh, yeah.
I think.
Wow, that's crazy.
Yeah. But to just come to the event, you can do it. You can sign up until March 1st, though spots are going really quick, so you should get on that soon.
And because they have a stupid website, it's going to be hard for you to do any of the things we've just mentioned.
That's right.
No, it's not a stupid website. It's just a URL that doesn't lend itself to being orated. But we're going to put a link to it on today's podcast, and then David's going to give it to you one more time.
All right, you ready?
I'm so ready.
Get your typewriter out.
Your typewriter.
Sorry, is that not?
Yeah. No, everybody uses a typewriter.
Yeah, if you're driving, pull over before you pull out your typewriter. all right, here it is. SWFolkAlliance.org/SWRFA-NM.
Okay,
my God.
That's just silly.
But look, you can email David at davidberkeley.com and I'll just send you the link.
Uh-huh.
How about that? That's
great.
Easy.
Or they could tweet at you.
Tweet? Yeah.
At David Berkeley.
Yeah.
Or they could friend you on Facebook.
Yes, and get into my next 10-year video? Is it just 1 year or 10 year?
It's like, yeah, it's, well, because they just had their 10-year anniversary. So yeah. It's like your life on Facebook. And then it's like, like music. And then it's like, you joined in 2007. And then they're like, your top tweet, you know, your top statuses and like photos. And I don't know. It really, it was too much, man.
It's so bad. And it's not ironic.
Oh, it's not ironic at
There's no irony. I used to live in the Bay Area, by the way. Mm. No irony out there.
Is that true?
Very little.
Oh, interesting. I don't really actually think there's a ton of irony out here.
No, not enough.
Out here.
Are you from the Northeast?
Am I from the Northeast? Which is the Northeast again?
It's like near Manitoba.
I am actually a native of Manitoba. How did you know?
I thought so.
Born and raised in Manitoba. That's me. 9:27 a.m. And I believe that... Gino would like us to do the news now. Yes, Gino? All right, let's do it.
Camel Rock Casino, proud to announce your local news done locally. Camel Rock Casino, bringing Santa Fe the ultimate casino experience with great promotions and giveaways. Go to Camel Rock Casino for more information.
Now it's time for Santa Fe local news with John Califf, firefighter and professional newsman. Get the daily local podcasts on SantaFe.com.
The passenger and a vehicle involved in a vehicle pursuit in Santa Fe that eventually led to a fatal shooting has filed a notice of an intent to sue. The Santa Fe, New Mexican reports that 34-year-old Jeremy Munoz filed a legal notice January 31st. It outlines his intent to file a lawsuit against New Mexico State Police and the officer involved in the pursuit. Jeanette Anaya was driving a vehicle in Santa Fe November 7th. State Police Officer Oliver Wilson had attempted to pull over the vehicle when Anaya fled. Her vehicle was nudged off the road. Officer Anaya says that he opened fire when Anaya drove her vehicle at his patrol car. Anaya was killed during the incident, and Jeremy Munoz was not physically injured. A Santa Fe woman is suing the county of Santa Fe. The suit alleges that she and her children were sickened by mold while they were living in a subsidized housing unit. The Santa Fe, New Mexican reports that the suit has been filed in district court. The complaint says that Noreen Quintana and her two children moved into a home in the Valle Vista housing development on New Mexico 14 in January of 2012. About 6 weeks later, they developed symptoms associated with exposure to mold. An air sample taken in June of that year found two different types of mold in the home. An attorney for Quintana says the county moved the family from the home and paid to have some of her belongings steam cleaned. The director of the county housing authority said earlier this week that he'd not seen the court filing yet and also said he was not able to comment on individual lawsuits. Members of the Los Alamos Ski Club have voted to support a plan by the club's board designed to help support continued skiing at Pajarita Mountain. The Santa Fe, New Mexican reports that about 200 of the club's membership voted in favor of the plan during a meeting Tuesday. That plan includes the option of handing over assets to the County of Los Alamos and dissolving the 70-year-old organization. Several dozen voted against the plan. The board says the club has been facing some financial challenges, partly because of climate change and poor snowfall. Cloudy skies are likely today. We'll see a high temp near 31, and we'll see a slight chance of snow. Overnight tonight, snow is likely, mostly before 11 p.m. Otherwise, it'll be cloudy, and we'll see a chance of about 1 inch of new snow.
Now, you're up to date with local news from SantaFe.com. Brought to you by Camel Rock Casino.
Well, that takes care of that. Folks, we're going to take a quick commercial break. I want to thank David Berkley and Noah Berkley for joining me in the studio. When we come back, Enrique Limon, Deputy Editor, Arts and Culture Editor of the Santa Fe Reporter, will join me to talk about the picks of the week. And if you want more info on that folk music conference David was here talking about, check out the podcast of my show later today. I will have the link attached so that you can register. David, thank you.
Thanks, Julia.
Folks, we'll be right back, and thanks for tuning in. Live on KVSF 101.5, the voice of Santa Fe.
Crystal Springs bottled water. You have to try it to like it. Oh, you'll like it because it's that good.
Cupid has a stash of cash at the Camel Rock Casino, and Club Rock members have all February long to enter for a chance to win a share of $25,000. Each day you use your Club Rock card, you can earn one free ticket for the Cupid stash of cash drawing. Plus, you can get another ticket for every 100 points earned when you use your Club Rock card. Club Rock members will also receive one ticket for a $30 food or gas purchase at the Camel Rock Valero each week. Don't miss the Cupid stash of cash drawings on February 8th and February 22nd. Hot seat drawings start at 2 p.m. and cash drawings will be held every hour from 7 to 10 p.m. And don't forget, Camel Rock Casino offers hot seat drawings from 11 a.m. till 9 p.m. every Thursday for the 55 and Up Club. Plus, free coffee and donuts at Club Rock. Cupid has you in mind this February at the Camel Rock Casino. Stop in to sign up for your Club Rock card for a chance to win your share of Cupid's $25,000 stash of cash at the Camel Rock Casino, where you just gotta have fun.
This hour brought to you by Joe's Dining. It's a new year and a new you. Eat healthy. Eat local. Eat at Joe's.
Bailey's Chimney, cleaning and repair.
Laundry dryers and dryer vents cause thousands of house fires every year. Is your dryer just waiting to catch fire? Justin Bailey is Santa Fe's only certified expert in both chimneys and dryer vents, and he'll check your dryer vent for free when he's at your house cleaning the chimney.
We're proud to be the chimney sweep who actually care.
Be prepared.
Call Justin Bailey, 988-2771, or on the web at baileyschimney.com.
Great party, huh, guys?
Yeah, this is so great.
I do say so myself. Hey, did you know that birthday parties actually help build confidence in kids?
Yeah, I did know that.
Did you know that giving kids less sugar before bedtime helps them sleep better?
Right, of course.
Yeah, I knew that. Did you know that strollers have the right of way on sidewalks?
Oh, yeah, I knew that.
Yeah, that's true. Did you know that friendly kids statistically have more friends?
Everyone knows that.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, it's pretty obvious.
Yeah, so obvious.
Hey, guys, did you know that most people think they're using the right car seat for their kid, but they're not?
I didn't know that.
Think I knew that.
No, you didn't.
Parents who really know it all know for sure that their child is in the right car seat at the right age and size. Visit safercar.gov/the right seat to make sure your child is protected. Brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration and the Ad Council.
The only station bold enough to take on Santa Fe politics and play a little Hendrix. Get the program lineup on SantaFe.com. Keyword KVSF. The new KVSF 101.5. The voice of Santa Fe. Now back to the sultry, scandalous, highly allergenic, and animal-friendly Julia Goldberg Morning Show on KVSF 101.5, the voice of Santa Fe.
Hey there, Santa Fe, 9:33 a.m. on Wednesday, the 5th of February, and something happens every Wednesday morning.
Enrique's Picks with Enrique Limon.
Now that was smooth.
It was, it almost wasn't smooth because I was like,
Yeah. Well, you just sprung it on Gino. Come on.
Well, I have this new thing now where I try to catch Gino's eye and communicate psychically.
I was prepared.
Yeah, no, he was ready. But I do this look. Watch this. Did you see what I did right there with my eye?
Yeah. Wow. That's not even, that's sort of sultry.
Yeah, is it?
Yeah.
I thought it was more like my eye is twitching.
Well, no, you did the side glance first and then the twitch.
Yeah, I like the side glance.
It's like a sexy person with Tourette's.
Yeah, Jamie Lempsey just walked in the building. If he doesn't give me tickets to the Dandy Warhols, I'm going to ruin his life. I just wanted to say that out loud. Actually, I meant to think it and not say it out loud. Oh, well. So, Enrique, Deputy Editor, Arts and Culture Editor of the Santa Fe Reporter, you come here every Wednesday, you tell us what's happening, and it makes me happy because then I'm like, oh, look, the weekend I signed to look forward to.
Oh, my God, I know, right? Uh-huh. Friday cannot come any quicker.
Is that true? You having a hard week?
No. Oh. What made you believe that, Julia Goldberg?
I don't know. You just sounded so, intent about
that. I was just being authentic.
Oh, yeah, no, you were just pretending to be authentic.
God bless, yeah. God bless the weekends.
I like it.
We have a little bit of everything.
All right.
And you will be happy to know that they're a little bit across the board day-wise.
Oh, so it's
they're not all
on
Tuesday. They're not all on Friday, which Friday is the new Sunday and Tuesday is the new Saturday, as we all know.
I feel kind of like I'm doing my part to help you by pointing that out, actually. Like all the things you want to do on one night at the same time. All right.
We have a little bit of a really cool off-the-wall performance piece happening 7 p.m. Saturday at Warehouse 21, and it is called Whipped, or as I would like to say it, whipped recipes for love, sex, and disaster.
Mm.
Now, doesn't that sound like a good time?
It does. It made me want to make my favorite sound effect,
which is
meow. Like,
wow.
Good?
Yeah.
Yeah, it's good.
That's dope. You should get in touch with Warehouse 21 and maybe do that.
Yeah.
Wow, that is pretty fantastic.
Yeah.
I think I want that as my new intro.
It's a sound effect that stands in for an expression that I know Gina won't let me say on the air.
Yeah, well, you know.
You get it?
It's not that cryptic, sweetie.
Oh.
Yeah, I mean, I
damn.
Got it.
All right, well.
Now, Whipped is put on by this self-proclaimed floating cabaret, a traveling troupe of artists known as Mangoes with Chili. And what they do is that they put forward this very queer positive performance that mixes, you know, song, written word, a little bit of theater and just audience participation, and then just go for it. And I think that especially at Warehouse 21 is definitely a great setting for a performance like this.
Interesting. Say again with the Mangoes.
Yeah. Oh yeah. They're called Mangoes with Chili.
Oh, okay.
Chili with an I.
I got it.
Not okay. Chili.
Okay, yeah. Chili with an I. Yes, yeah. It's important now, well, you know,
it,
apparently.
Jesus Christ. I mean, Jesus. Yeah, you should see me copy it. It's like, Chili, Chili, Chili. Because, you know, I mean, honestly, what food review in Santa Fe does not at least mention one screen chili?
Oh, no one worth reading.
Thank you. Thank you. Well,
you see, now you're sounding more like a cat being stomped on. Mine sounds more like a cat getting ready for fun. Meow. Right?
Yeah. Wow. We should just like, yeah,
yours
we should
like,
record
rah!
Those.
Cat being thrown down an elevator chute. All right.
Like that. Like all,
exactly.
Like really,
yeah.
Really desperate scenario. So again, Whipped, recipes for love, sex, and disaster. This unique event that features 8 artists investigating bliss, dreams, sweat, sweets and nightmares.
Nice.
Happens.
Cool.
This Saturday at Warehouse 21.
So speaking of love being in the air and,
oh, yes.
and all that.
Yes.
You know, I used to work for the reporter as
you
the
did?
Editor. I did. And we had this very popular annual Valentine's party, and it disappeared when I left, and now it's back.
It's back with a vengeance.
That's
baby.
Awesome.
Look out for it next Wednesday evening. It's going to be happening at the Inn of Loretto. Follow SFR on Facebook and Twitter for all the deets and a link for tickets.
Yeah.
It's going to be pretty fantastic. There's going to be performers, belly dancers. I heard there's a witch who's going to be like going and like doing love spells. I just made that up. And also it's going to be hosted by the reigning Miss Gay Santa Fe Pride, Bella Gigante.
Oh, very nice. One year at the Valentine's party, I had to be a Cupid. And
oh, no.
I went around and I sold notes. Like you could write a note to someone you thought was cute and then I would deliver.
That's where I draw the line.
I was really good. I was like freakishly good at talking people into doing that.
You want to do it?
No.
Are you free on Wednesday?
No.
Wednesday the 12th.
No, I am not. None of those things are happening. But
yeah,
it,
no, a couple of the sales staff have been trying to convince other staffers to be Cupids.
Yeah.
Now I know why.
No, it can be fun.
Really?
The other thing I'm impressed with, you know what else I'm impressed with?
My awesome beard. I know it's coming in.
No, it looks nice.
Yeah,
it
thank
looks
you.
Soft. I was never able, they always made me publish a Valentine's issue. It would have, under previous regimes, it would have been out today.
Thank
so
God,
so that people
right?
could get, like, buy their stuff, da-da-da, and I always made me infuriated, and it looks like you're actually having the issue come out right for Valentine's Day.
Yeah.
Appropriately,
yeah. We come out on the 12th. Isn't that a lot better?
Well, it's better from an editorial point of view.
Yeah.
It's worse from a sales point of view. And I lost that battle every year, so I'm glad to see that.
So, yeah, look out for all the info on our upcoming Fire and Ice.
Is that what it's called?
Party
nice.
Happening next Wednesday evening to celebrate our big love and sex issue.
And where's the party?
In at Loretto.
Oh. Very fun.
Yeah. Yeah. It's going to be pretty cool.
Valley parking.
Can't beat that. Well, I'll just walk.
Yeah. I don't like valley parking.
You don't?
Well,
you don't like other people in your car.
No, I don't care about that. But I have one of those cars where you have to swipe a magic thing to make it start and no one can ever find it. And then, so I'm waiting for like
the breathalyzer
minutes.
Thing.
No.
It's quarter pointed.
No, it's like a magic security device that's down by
what?
The thing. Yeah. Lots of cars have them. And so
Julia,
I always wait.
You shouldn't be sharing that on the air if that's like your.
No, you can't. Well, you need this thing to swipe it. So I'm always there waiting 15 minutes and the valet guys come back and say, can you start your car? So then I have to walk with them. It's crazy. Anyway,
they should tip you.
They should.
Yeah, you're teaching them something new.
All right. What else is happening?
Well, now that we're talking about Valentine's, let's get on putting together our best O face.
Okay.
Now, O, of course, standing for opera.
Of course, obviously, yes.
You silly goose. Now, opera season, believe it or not, it's not happening till later in the year, but it's already upon us in a way. There's going to be a big old event happening tomorrow, 1 to 3 p.m. at St. John's United Methodist Church, which is on Old Pecos Trail there. And it is called Opera Unveiled.
Okay.
Yeah. Desiree Mays is going to be at the helm. And what this event is sort of an unofficial kickoff to the 2014 Santa Fe Opera season. Expect behind-the-scenes tales, previews, musical selections from New Mexico composers, and a lot more cool stuff. Now, opera doesn't necessarily have to be your cup of tea to enjoy an event like this. This is, could be like a perfect introductory course, if you will, to get your feet wet with opera, because gosh darn it, if we don't have a world-class opera here in Santa Fe.
You got that right. And I have to say, even if you didn't like opera, it'd be a great place to wet your whistle on it, because it's just such a beautiful environment.
Yeah,
you know,
it's fantastic. I mean, talk about just an amazing venue, opera or otherwise, right?
I've seen other shows there. I saw Al Green there.
Mm.
Man, that was a good show.
Yeah.
God, just thinking about it makes me crazy. he was great. I'm telling you.
What about the Red Hot Chili Peppers? They've never performed there.
They have not.
Yeah.
No.
Maybe now they will.
I saw Katie Lang there, though.
Ooh, nice.
Yeah, I don't know. I felt like she kind of phoned it in.
Really?
Yeah. She just didn't have like a lot of charisma.
Right.
In my
charisma,
opinion.
Uniqueness, nerve, and talent.
Yeah, something.
Yeah.
All right, give us one more before we go to break.
Okay. We've got Stories of Mail Order Brides.
Oh.
And this is going to be happening on Friday at Caswick Galleries on West Water Street, 7 p.m. And what it is, it's going to be happening on Friday and Saturday. It is a performance, a live staging based on old advertisements, classified advertisements of men here in the quote-unquote Wild West searching for brides.
That's really funny.
I know. It's gonna be pretty kooky. You know, stuff like ads like Wanted, a girl who will love, who is honest, true, and not sour, a nice cooing dove who's willing to work in flower. Now, that's an actual ad from back in the day.
Man, from what publications are they from?
You know, there's a lot of them from the Santa Fe New Mexican back in the day. And then just like other ones that have sort of been like cherry picked. You know, obviously the funnier ones from this like 1800s, you know, pre-Craigslist world.
That's hilarious.
So it's going to be a live reading and performance based on those notes. And also an exhibition on the Wild West by resident artist Ernest Chiraca there. So it's going to be like an all-inclusive sort of like multimedia take on what love used to be back in the day.
FUN, where is that? And when
it's going to be at Caswick Galleries Friday and Saturday. It's $15 to get into the performance, 7 p.m. both evenings.
Interesting. Cool. If you're just tuning in, I'm here with Enrique Limón. He's the deputy editor, arts and culture editor of the Santa Fe Reporter. He joins me every Wednesday when the reporter hits the streets to tell us about the picks of the week so you can start planning your leisure time.
Mm-hmm.
He's going to stick around with me through the end of the show, but we're going to take a quick break right now, and then we'll be back with you. So, meow! 9:44 a.m. here on KVSF 101.5, the voice of Santa Fe.
Crystal Springs Bottled Water is local, cares about the environment, gives back to its community, and keeps you healthy. Really, what more could you ask for?
Stop by Junction, the local's favorite sports bar and restaurant. Junction has $7 lunch specials every day starting at 11:30, plus every sports package imaginable. We also have pool tables, trivia, free Wi-Fi, and great nightly food and beverage specials. Monday's taco and brew night, Tuesday is wing and draft night, and Fridays feature prime rib and live music. And as always, kids eat free on Saturdays. Lunch, dinner, or late night, stop by Junction, your local favorite. Located in the rail yard on Guadalupe, JunctionSantaFe.com.
Positive Energy Solar has been installing solar on homes and businesses in New Mexico for over 16 years. We are employee-owned and operated, have the most certified solar installers in the state, and provide quality custom design systems that will protect your solar investment for years to come. Call Positive Energy Solar at 428-0069 or visit us on the web at positiveenergysolar.com. Install sun power with Positive Energy Solar and get more energy for life.
Lannan Foundation presents a reading and conversation with author George Saunders on Wednesday, February 12th at 7 p.m. at the Lensic. George Saunders has written, "The land of the short story is a brutal land, a land very similar in its strictness to the land of the joke." His story collections, including Civil Warland in Bad Decline and Pastoralia, feature characters that speak in a strangely futuristic language, often abbreviated, part sales pitch, part self-help, and are found in environs like twisted amusement parks and ridiculous theme restaurants. Saunders' unflappable humanity for his characters, the haves and the have-nots, no matter how wretched they may be, leaves the reader hopeful. Saunders' most recent story collection is 10th of December. Tickets available at the Lensic, 988-1234. $6 general, $3 students and seniors. Visit Lannan.org to learn more about this and other events.
Look, kid, you're new here. So let me tell you the three keys to a long, happy career. First, high heat gloves, page 2640 of the Granger catalog. Second, intrinsically safe earmuffs, page 2606. Third, portable eyewash stations, page 2790. Am I the grand poobah of workplace safety? No. Granger is. They have page after page of safety products. The Granger catalog in all its forms. Get it? Got it? Good. Call, click Granger.com, or stop by. Granger, for the ones who get it done.
When you do your taxes with TurboTax Federal Free Edition, your federal return is free. And now, with TurboTax, you can use your federal refund to buy a gift card worth that much plus 5%. That means you get your refund plus new running shoes, or your refund plus binoculars, or your refund plus lots of things. Because it's your plus, your very own plus, to do whatever your tax-doing heart desires.
Simple returns only. Offer details at TurboTax.com.
Intuit TurboTax. It's amazing what you're capable of.
Hey, this is Guy Fieri. Now, when your recipe calls for red peppers, chili powder, garlic, and onions, you got the start of some awesome chili and maybe some heartburn. If that's the case, roll out the Rolaids Liquid.
Don't let heartburn keep you from enjoying the things you love. New Rolaids Liquid gets you back in the action fast, even when your worst heartburn symptoms flare up. Rolaids Liquid dual active formula coats and soothes for rapid relief. New Rolaids Liquid in your choice of mint or cherry. Use as directed.
R-O-L-A-I-D-S? Now that's how you spell relief.
Hot plates, cool stories. Share both this winter at P.F. Chang's. Gather your friends and try one of the six dishes on our new winter seasonal menu, like the savory red wine and pepper braised beef, or the orange ginger beet salad with fresh oranges and honey ginger dressing. And for a limited time, visit pfchangs.com and get an offer for $10 off a $40 purchase. See you soon.
This is your Wednesday morning ski report. Hi, I'm John Califf. Ski Santa Fe says they received just more than 9.5 inches of new snow in the last 24 hours. They've got 92% of their mountain open. 70 runs are available with machine groomed and packed powder. Six of their seven lifts are spinning. They've got a base depth of 39 inches, and they've seen 82 inches of snowfall so far this year. Coming up at Ski Santa Fe on February 8th is Beats on the Basin. This is the third in a series of five concerts held at the deck of Totemos. It's from noon until 3. Your day ticket or season pass will get you into the event. Over at Sandia Peak, they've seen 6 inches of new snow in the last 24 hours. They've got a base depth of 19 inches, and they've seen 38 inches of snowfall so far this year. Sandia Peak is still operating on a modified schedule. That means they're open Saturdays, Sundays, and holidays only, and they're operating their beginner area only. They are hopeful that with new snowfall, they'll be able to open up their upper mountain and resume normal days of operation. For the Taos Ski Valley, they've seen 9 inches of new snow in the last 24 hours, with 25 inches in the last 5 days. That means they've got a base depth of 45 inches. On the lower front side, there are 28 open trails, 13 of which are groomed. On the upper front side, they've got 18 open trails with 4 groomed trails. On the back side, 25 open trails with 6 groomed trails, 10 open trails for the Highline Ridge, and 7 open trails on the West Basin Ridge. Don't forget, they do have the Strawberry Hill Tubing Park over the Taos Ski Valley that's open Thursdays through Sundays. The cost is $15 and a tube rental is included. Tickets can be picked up at the Pit House Warming Hut, which is located on Strawberry Hill. The Red River Ski Area has a base depth of 24 inches. 52 of their 58 trails are open. Also, all 7 lifts are spinning. There are some upcoming events at Red River. If you'd like to get some details about those events, visit their website, redriverskiarea.com. Meanwhile, Pajarito Mountain out by Los Alamos says they have still suspended operations and they're waiting for more snowfall to reopen the mountain.
You're wired into the Julia Goldberg Morning Show, streaming on SantaFe.com.
Hey there, Santa Fe. 9:50 a.m. on Wednesday, the 5th of February. Thanks for tuning in this morning. Hope you enjoyed the show. We're just wrapping things up now with Enrique Limon, deputy editor, arts culture editor for The Reporter, comes in every Wednesday, tells us what is the what.
What is the what, baby?
Rap-choo!
All right, now it's a sneezing cat.
It's, it's a cat who's allergic to himself, the self-loathing cat.
Yes, the cat who's like, man, I wish I was hypoallergenic.
Yeah, I know. I wish I was a sphinx.
I wish I was a hairless cat.
Yeah.
Hairless cats.
I know, right? It's kind of gross.
Yeah.
I've heard they smell.
Really?
Yeah, I don't know.
I've never seen one. It kind of freaks me out. Whenever anyone says hairless cat, I imagine a skinless cat. So
right.
Yeah. Anyway, let's not talk about that now. Mm-mm. Everything was going so smoothly.
Everything was.
And then we brought up the idea of a hairless cat. And everything went straight to hell.
That
all right.
Dang cat. So just to recap, Santa Fe Reporter out on these stands today, page 22, the weekly picks. We've got Whipped, Recipes for Love, Sex, and Disaster, Opera Unveiled on Thursday. Friday and Saturday, Stories of Mail Order Brides at Castwick Galleries. And the pick of the week, a lecture on Georgia O'Keeffe and Ansel Adams, the Hawaii pictures.
Huh. I mean, yes.
And that is happening tomorrow evening, 6:30 p.m. at St. Francis Auditorium. And this is in expectation of what is to be the Georgia O'Keeffe's latest exhibit, which is called Georgia O'Keeffe and Ansel Adams, the Hawaii Pictures.
Interesting. And I'm going to guess those were pictures from Hawaii?
Those were pictures, illustrations, and other ephemera from both of these iconic figures' trips to Hawaii. They were 20 years apart. But I actually spoke with the curator of the exhibit, Teresa Papanicolas, who is a curator of European and American art at the Honolulu Museum of Art. Hmm. She's the one who put this exhibit together. And we were just going through a little bit of what was O'Keeffe's experience in Hawaii like? You know, O'Keeffe, you definitely equate her with her flowers, with obviously the New Mexican desert scapes. But Hawaii,
that's
like a little bit.
The
vaginal flowers,
yes,
et cetera. But, you know, you don't necessarily, when you think O'Keeffe, think, oh, yeah, Hawaii. So when she actually traveled to the Aloha State, it was because she was commissioned by the now Dole Food Group to do advertisements for their pineapples. Isn't that kind of awesome?
That's weird.
Yeah. So I was talking to Teresa about that, and she was letting me know that it was at the height of her career. She had unsuccessfully tried to do a mural at Radio City Music Hall. She was just in the mood for something different. Mm. And she got approached by now Dole. It was a different company back then. And she said yes, and that it wasn't uncommon for artists, big artists of that era, to take on board these commercial works.
So what does that mean, unsuccessfully tried to do a mural at Radio City Music Hall? Like, they wouldn't let her, or she didn't finish it, or it sucked, or what?
Read all about it, page 22.
Damn you, Enrique. Whetting my curiosity and leaving me hang.
No. She let me know that, though in the mainland, if you will, O'Keeffe's stint in Hawaii isn't that well known. Back there, it is. And that, in fact, the museum that she works at, the Honolulu Museum of Art, has five paintings in the permanent collection, as well as access to examples of other pieces during her stint there in several private collections. And that, you know, people are really going to be surprised by her take on it. And now, of course, it's not just Georgia O'Keeffe in this exhibit, but also Ansel Adams, which is, again, you know, you think of Ansel Adams and you think about these amazing, you know, desert landscapes and then the brilliant skies. And you don't think like, oh, beach, sand, tropical flowers. Again, their trips to Hawaii were 20 years apart, and Teresa was letting me know that one of the main challenges and one of the things that she enjoyed the most in curating this exhibit was doing a correlation between these two American masters and what their experience from, you know, Hawaii was.
Interesting. You're really interested in Georgia O'Keeffe.
I am extremely interested in American modernism, and of course, you know, being here in New Mexico, you know, what better example of it than Georgia O'Keeffe? And again, this is happening, the lecture is happening tomorrow, Thursday, 6:30 p.m. at St. Francis Auditorium, and the exhibit itself opens up on Friday, next Friday at the Georgia O'Keeffe.
All right. Very nice. Well, we got a minute or two left here, Enrique. Anything else in the report you want to draw people's attention to?
Yeah, there's a little bit of everything. We have Oscar Shorts preview for live action and for animation in our movies page.
Cool.
We also have Alex DeVore doing sort of like a recounting of these venues that we've lost in Santa Fe. And page 29, the Arts Valve, I interview SNL alum Colin Quinn, who's going to be in town this weekend as well at the Lenzic.
Oh, yeah. What's this thing called again?
Unconstitutional.
That's right. Tal Lovato was telling me about it yesterday. Yeah. Are you going to that?
Yes, I definitely am.
Sounds fun. Excellent. Got a date for Valentine's Day yet?
Not yet.
Oh, my gosh. You know what? Another thing we did.
Calling well. Andy Prim. Calling Andy Prim.
Poor Andy. Everybody wants him. We did this one year at the Valentine's party. We had a bachelor auction.
Nice.
See?
Nice. We could auction off ace reporter Joey Peters.
And yourself. You could be auctioned.
Yeah.
You'd bring in some bucks. All right. Folks.
But from whom?
Well, that is the downside of the auction. Yeah. All right. Enrique Limon, deputy editor of the Santa Fe Reporter, thanks as always for coming in and chatting with me. You can find the reporter all over town today. Of course, always online at sfreporter.com. And Enrique, like myself, is an avid tweeter, so you can find him at Enrique Limon on the Twitter. 9:57 a.m., folks. We're going to leave you with Jim Hightower's Common Sense Commentary. We'll see what tomorrow brings in terms of the snowfall, but whatever it brings, stay safe out there and have a great day. Thanks for tuning in. I'm Julia Goldberg, signing off for KVSF 101.5, the voice of Santa Fe, streaming live on SantaFe.com.
President Obama's support for NSA's domestic spying program prompted a critic to say, "Given the unique power of the state, it is not enough for leaders to say, 'Trust us, we won't abuse the data we collect.'" Oh, wait, that wasn't a critic speaking. It was Obama himself. He was trying to shush critics by insisting that the threadbare slipcover of reforms he was throwing over the massive spy machine should satisfy us that all is well. So please, people, just go back to sleep. Less than a week later, however, a blaring alarm went off in Washington, shattering any drowsiness that Obama had hoped to induce. The alert came from a small, little-known federal agency called the Privacy and Civil Liberties Oversight Board, set up by Congress back in 2007 to be an independent monitor of the spook establishment's privacy infringements. In a stunningly blunt 238-page report, the five-member panel of legal experts concluded that NSA's bulk data collection is illegal, probably unconstitutional under the First and Fourth Amendments, a serious ongoing threat to Americans' privacy and liberties, and essentially useless at stopping terrorist acts. As a result, wrote the board's majority, the board recommends that the government end the program. Especially telling is the finding that NSA's invasive phone sweeps is an ineffectual anti-terrorism tool. The agency and its apologists keep claiming, without any proof, that total vacuuming of domestic communications is necessary to prevent the next 9/11 attack. But the privacy panel did an in-depth analysis of this repeated assertion and wrote, "We have not identified a single instance involving a threat to the United States in which the telephone records program made a concrete difference." This is Jim Hightower saying, to get the whole report, go to pclob.gov.
To get more of Jim Hightower's populist take on what Wall Street and Washington are up to, visit www.hightowerlowdown.org.
Voice of Santa Fe is KVSF FM 101.5 Pecos Santa Fe, streaming on SantaFe.com.